This is WKSU News. I'm Carter Adams. More than 900 General Motors workers in Parma are among the 50,000 UAW members currently on strike across the country. Nearly every driver who passes the 24-hour picket line on Chevrolet Boulevard blares their horn, a sign of solidarity between the community and striking workers. Those workers include longtime Parma employees and recent transfers from GM's Lordstown plant, which shut down in March. Al Tiller, chairman of UAW Local 1005 in Parma, says the strike represents more than just the fight between GM and employees.
It's not just an attack on the UAW. It's an attack on the UAW, our communities, and the middle class as a whole. So what we're doing is fighting for everybody. They want to destroy the middle class. We're not going to let them. It's now or never. We're taking a stance, and we're telling them we're not taking it anymore.
GM plans to invest $700 million into Ohio operations, including Parma. The 71-year-old plant, a metal fabrication facility, supports the majority of General Motors and North American-produced vehicles and can produce up to 100 million parts per year, according to GM. Tiller says GM's proposed investment is not enough to make up for recent cuts or concessions workers made to keep the company alive when it filed for bankruptcy in 2009.
Their deals they're offering doesn't even equate to the cuts they've made already. The concessions we made, we haven't gotten back.
That includes recent cost-cutting measures, such as the closing of GM's Lordstown plant and the use of temporary workers who do not have the same union protections as UAW members. I'm Carter Adams, 89.7 WKSU.